Good afternoon, Mandy. Zuma just, I'm sorry, former President Jacob Zuma is just coming up with tactics. And in relation to the local government elections, I believe that we need to have them so that we can elect people that can actually bring change.
Yep, I think everyone's got a different view on the local government elections, but I think many people have a similar view on Jacob Zuma and this announcement yesterday from Mabuza attorneys saying that they are withdrawing services to ex-president Jacob Zuma, and that's just less than a month before he's due to go on trial, the 17th of May. That's the trial date for his arms deal-related corruption trial. So what is behind this decision? Karen Morn, News 24 legal journalist, thank you for your time today. So there are lots of options here. It could be a money thing. We've got the court judgment saying that the state will no longer pay, so he owes 25 million bucks in legal fees. It could be an ethical dilemma, but also it could just be a tactic, right? It could be a continuation of this Stalingrad defense. What are the options?
Well, I think what's interesting is that, you know, we sort of saw murmurs of this starting to appear on a lot of those pro-RET Twitter handles last week. It talks about divisions within the team that Eric Mabuza had written to the former president, which we now established is in fact true, and raised a number of issues, including an undisclosed ethical dilemma that had led the entire team to decide that they could no longer continue operating for the former president. Certainly the money thing, for the last 3 years, they have not been receiving money. I think the former president during an NEC meeting was recorded saying that his lawyers have been acting pro bono. But, I mean, obviously with the prospect of a very long, very involved and very litigious corruption case on the horizon, it would have been highly understandable for those lawyers to say, well, in light of the SEA decision, we can't continue. But having spoken to people connected to the whole saga, it does not appear that the money was the main issue.
So we are supposed to go to trial on the 17th of May. The NPA is still saying that it is ready to proceed. The team, as I understand it, are down in Pietermaritzburg already. Mm-hmm. They've gone down and getting everything ready. Do you think this is going to proceed? What's going to happen?
Look, Mandy, you and I, the court reporters of, since 1900 and whatever, know full well that that
this is never going to happen.
But basically, I think it's very likely that, if the former president, decides that he is going to actually seek representation, his lawyers will most certainly ask for a delay because this is a complex case. The real issue is going to be, what does the state do in response to that, and what kind of time period or delay does it think is reasonable to enable any lawyers who the former president may appoint to familiarize themselves with evidence and prepare for what is going to be a very long, arduous, and I think quite complex case.
As a matter of interest, so the attorneys are out. We know attorneys brief advocates. Muzise Kakane, is he out too now? And does this affect all of the other court matters at the Concord and the state capture stuff?
Well, I know that Muzise Kakane is out. My understanding is that the entire team have resigned. I mean, the big issue, of course, is that recusal application that the former president fought against PCJ Raymond Zondo, which he has, in which he says that Zondo should have recused himself as chair of the inquiry because he is perceived to be biased against him. The former president has utilized that as a basis to argue that he can't be found guilty of contempt because, this court action effectively blocks him from having to go to the inquiry. At this stage, we don't know, if the lawyers are going to continue with that. I don't think so at all. But what does it actually need for that recusal case, which is obviously such a pivotal part of Zuma's defense against this allegation that he has been contentious of not only the Constitutional Court, but the Zondo inquiry itself.
Karen, thank you so much. As always, Karen Morn, News 24 legal journalist, speaking to us there. How can you not be cynical when you see something like this happening? We all know that this trial is never going to start on the 17th of May. Now, we've been waiting years for it to happen, and now we are likely to see another delay. I can imagine Billy Downer and his team in Pietermaritzburg are going to be furiously pacing up and down in response to this. And how long is a reasonable delay for his new lawyers to be au fait with the evidence and go to trial? Your thoughts, send me a WhatsApp voice note, 072 702 1702.